Oh, excuse me for a minute while I step inside the control room. Ah, that's better. Now, please be patient a few more seconds while we pay the bills.
Hello?
Hey, Pete. This is Jane at Rocky Creek.
Hi, Jane. What's up?
Actually, Pete, I was kind of surprised to find you in your office. I thought your big boiler shutdown was going on.
We got done early. What can I do for you?
That's what I was calling about. Our recovery boiler outage is coming up next quarter, and I was wondering if you had any current experience with outage contractors.
Well, as I said, we got done early, a day early, and under budget. Most importantly, we had a zero safety incident rate.
Wow, who did you use?
RMR Mechanical. They even had time to teach our own maintenance people a thing or two.
That's good to know, Pete. Got their number?
RMR Mechanical. Call us at 770-205-9646 or meet us at rmrmechanical.com.
This is Nip Impressions for the week of the 15th of June, 2015. The title? The Topic of Cancer. No, not the Tropic of Cancer, the Topic of Cancer. It has happened again in the last couple of weeks. I have seen someone receive the news they may have cancer and the reaction has been typical. Fear, disbelief, and denial. I know what I'm talking about here. I have received this news twice in my life, February 2000 and November 2006. You don't forget it. If you haven't personally received this news already, you or someone close to you will. The number one issue is speed. The hint of news that you may have cancer should cause you to drop everything and get to the best place there is to diagnose and treat the kind of cancer you think you have. Steve Jobs would likely be alive today if he had not dilly-dallied around with voodoo cures. Most cancer families have a center of excellence somewhere in the country. Go to it. Now. I don't care if it is clear across the country from where you live. Be there by this time tomorrow unless you have to drive. Then drive straight through and be there the day after tomorrow. I don't care if they say they don't have an open appointment until next February. Go there and pound on their door until they pay attention to you. You don't have a cold, although I wish you did, instead of cancer.
And now let's pause a moment for this message.
If your equipment installation, construction, or maintenance project is complex, your choice is simple. C.R. Meyer, a nationwide full-service general contractor, specializes in the most complex projects in the pulp and paper industry. Our millwrights, pipe fitters, iron workers, boiler makers, carpenters, laborers, cement finishers, operators, and a team of knowledgeable technical and professional staff are effective and efficient in any shutdown, planned or unplanned. Take the simple step to getting your next project done safely, on time, and on budget. Contact C.R. Meyer at crmeyer.com. That's crmeyer.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, the conclusion of this week's column.
Cancer is not cancer is not cancer. That is why you have to get to a center of excellence for the family of cancers you may be facing. In 2000, when I was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, they thought there were 15 kinds of lymphomas, both Hodgkin's and non-Hodgkin's. By 2006, when I was diagnosed with Burkitt's lymphoma, unrelated to what I had before, they had identified 150 types of lymphomas. Who knows how many they have found by now? Breast cancer is not breast cancer, pancreatic cancer is not pancreatic cancer, and so forth and so on. For every street name there is for a general type of cancer, there are many, many clinical names, and they are all treated differently and have different outcomes. Back to Steve Jobs. He had a type of pancreatic cancer, but not the type that typically kills within 6 months. You have to know what you have down to the finest detail, and you have to fight. On my computer is a printed strip I put there in 2006 which says, I want to live. People have all kinds of crazy excuses besides treatment being too far away when it comes to treatment. One is cost. Your treatment is likely to cost somewhere between $50,000 and $750,000 today. I was on one chemo drug, for instance, that was $12,000 per liter in 2006. If you want to live, you can find a way to raise the money. Enough said. Print out this column and put it somewhere where you can find it when you need it. Hey, I want you to live. I need you. I need all the readers I can find. Seriously. This column is off topic, but it is on topic. Someone who reads this column will get the news they or someone they know has cancer within the next couple of weeks. If it jolts that person out of denial, it was well worth the while for all of us to spend a week of column time on it. What are your cancer experiences? You may take our quiz online, and it is just one easy question this week. You already know what it is. Be safe, and we will talk next week.
NIP Impressions is written by Jim Thompson, usually voiced by Jim Thompson, and is copyright 2015, Paparitalo Publications, Duluth, Georgia, USA. All rights reserved.